I'm John Osier with an Alone at the Bank edition of the Ozone Mailbag. And Bo from Dresden, North Carolina writes, John, somebody made a play. Well, that's what happened Sunday, and that's what you have to win in the NFL. A forced fumble early and a touchdown off that. Leroy Reynolds downing a punt at the one and a safety off that. Will Blackman not only forcing a fumble, but recovering it and turning it into a touchdown. An age-old cliche is that the NFL is about making plays. Well, it's a cliche for a reason. Now, Jennifer from Nantucket, Georgia writes, what about the conspiracy, Ozone? Why don't you tell us about that? What? Now, Pete from Pompano writes, Ozone, well, the Jaguars won without Justin Blackman. Significant? Well, it is because the Jaguars won despite some very difficult circumstances on Sunday. If you had told most people they'd win their first game after their best player was suspended, you wouldn't have had many believers. But don't mistake that victory for the Jaguars not missing Blackman. They miss him offensively, and that probably won't change. Now, Jeff from Atlantic Beach, Florida writes, how do you block out Tony Baselli? Is it even possible? Oh, you can. Hank from Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida writes, the defense really picked it up Sunday. I think I can see what Gus Bradley's doing now. Well, the defense indeed deserves a lot of credit. The unit established the tone early and forced four turnovers on Sunday. That's the most they've gotten all season. The Jaguars weren't perfect defensively, but they scored 9 points and made plays on the ball. That's a huge emphasis for Gus Bradley, and that was a huge reason for the victory on Sunday. Now, Ira from Galveston, Texas writes, John, so I see Gus Bradley praise Josh Scobie the other day. He hasn't missed a field goal all year. You have to give the guy credit. I guess. Now, Tim from St. Augustine writes, wow, no 0-16. You were right all along, huh? Well, I didn't think the Jaguars would go 0-16. The schedule got easier in the second half, and that was one reason. But mostly, you had to like how this team was staying together coming out of the bye. I can't say I knew that meant they would beat Tennessee, and being together didn't guarantee a victory. But one of Gus Bradley and David Caldwell's major objectives this season was establishing a culture. And the Jaguars get stronger and stronger in that area every week. Taylor from Jacksonville Beach writes, hey, Ozone, the Jaguars were on the road again this past week. I know with J.P. Shadrick not traveling, road games are usually very tough for him this year. Seriously, is he okay? Now, to understand J.P., you must first know his makeup. He's more than a voice touched by the gods. He's one part diligent, two parts attention to detail, and a pinch of good old Southern Alabama fun. So while he is indeed lonely when the Jaguars travel, his weekends alone are not simply explained. And when the buses pull away from the bank on a travel Saturday, so begins a time that you really have to see to fully understand.
Why did he desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do?
JP, thanks for coming. All right, here we go, Jags. Yeah, all right. Jaguars are out of town. Great news. Mount it. And then I told him, oh, I got gambling money. All right. Seriously, hey, I gotta get the pregame show done. Y'all gotta get out of here. Seriously. Get out of here.